From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 10th, 2018. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill School District Business Administrator Joseph Jamick is scheduled to receive a 32% salary increase beginning July the 1st. Jamick succeeded former business administrator Stephen Miskell in 2017 at the annual salary of $91,000. Under the Catskill Central School District's proposed $41.8 million spending plan for the 2018-19 school year, Jamick's compensation will jump to $120,000 a year. Despite Jamick's dramatic salary increase, Superintendent Ronell Cook said the district will actually save money. Cook said, and I quote, "The last administrator we had had no experience. He was a math teacher before coming to us," end quote. Cook said he required considerable support from the district due to that lack of experience, and the district was forced to contract jobs out to the local Board of Cooperative Educational Services, or BOCES, as a result. He said, and I quote, "I brought in someone who has business administration experience, so we are spending less overall in the business department," end quote. Jamick earned his school business leader certification at SUNY New Platts and holds a master's degree in business administration from Marist College. Jamick said he is working with Catskill school officials to help the district save money in key areas. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Associated Press is reporting a Warren County judge has dismissed littering charges filed against the publisher of the newspaper This Week after complaints were lodged by people who did not like the paper's political coverage or how it was delivered. The Post Star of Glen Falls is reporting Queensbury Town Justice Michael Muller ruled the newspaper is protected by the First Amendment and cannot legally be considered, and I quote, "refuge, trash, or litter," end quote. Muller found the weekly paper published by the Post Star contained, and I quote, "newsworthy articles of general interest," end quote, as well as advertising. A group upset over the Post Star coverage of the Queensbury Town supervisor race had urged residents who did not want the unsolicited home delivery of This Week to file complaints with the sheriff's office. Post Star publisher Robert Forsey said he was happy with the judge's decision. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Renovation of the 113-year-old Ferry Street Bridge in Hudson is scheduled to begin in 2020, but the city must first sign a contract with Amtrak before the project can advance. The 69-foot single-span steel pony truss bridge crosses over CSX Amtrak tracks and was closed to vehicular traffic in 2014 after it was deemed unsafe. Superintendent of Public Works Rick Perry said no design schematics for the project are currently available because the design is in the preliminary stages. The bridge will be designed by the Albany-based firm Creighton Manning. Approximately $3.5 million in local, state, and federal funds have been secured to cover the total cost, Perry said. He said, and I quote, "It took 2 years just to identify funding sources. Dealing with the railroads alone will take a year," end quote. The proposed project will require ongoing coordination with CSX and Amtrak. CSX owns the bridge and the property and the railroad tracks under the bridge. Amtrak has a lease for operation and maintenance responsibilities. Perry said, and I quote, "Amtrak has to review the design and the technical aspects of the site. We have to have an agreement in place about what the design will look like with Amtrak, and they are being non-responsive," end quote. Once Amtrak and CSX agree with the city on the plan for the project, the city can move forward with further survey work. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union. The number of potential candidates for the Attorney General swelled overnight, May 7th, following the resignation of Democrat Eric Schneiderman after four women came forward to accuse him of violent physical abuse. The two-term state AG was facing re-election in November. The Democrat-controlled State Assembly met in a closed-door conference at the Capitol early May 8th to discuss the process to appoint a successor. There is a possibility the Assembly could appoint a so-called caretaker candidate to fill the seat through the end of December or leave Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood in the position. some Democratic candidate whose names have been floated as potential appointees and who would then need to run for the seat later this year are former Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, Carrie Cohen, a former federal prosecutor, Alfonso David, counsel to Governor Andrew Cuomo, Alicia Glynn, a deputy to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, and Zephyr Teachout, Fordham law professor and former 19th congressional district candidate. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney is said to be exploring a possible run for the post. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers for today with increasing clouds and a temperature high near 72 degrees. Also, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms Thursday afternoon into early evening. The main threat will be from damaging wind gusts. These storms will be along and ahead of a cold front that will push through overnight. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a temperature low around 48 degrees. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 63 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. Increasingly cloudy on Friday night with a temperature low of 46 degrees. And on Saturday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a high near 57 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 47. The sun rose this morning at 5:38 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:05 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 15 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 10th day of May, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.